morning, my friends, and welcome to another scintillating episode of Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Word choice is very important. The words that people choose are almost always on purpose. We have all had, probably on a daily basis, instances where we use the wrong word in a given situation. And almost all the time, we look at the person we're talking to and say, "Oh, oops, that was the wrong word." And then we correct ourselves. But when it comes to news outlets and politicians more specifically, it's important to understand the words that they are using. They are chosen on purpose. Most politicians use word gymnastics to avoid lying to you. They use words that they think you may not know the definition of, and therefore you will ignore it. But if their statement is ever questioned, they can look to their word gymnastics and say, "See, this is the word I used. I wasn't lying to you." Newspapers and the people who write for them do the exact same thing. And so, when I pulled up the Pravda on the Platte this morning, one word above the fold stood out to me more than the rest. In reference to Representative Landon Brown, the Casper Star Tribune used the word iconoclast. Interesting. That's a word we don't hear very often. And it's sort of impressive sounding, isn't it? Let's look it up. To the 1828. Iconoclast, a breaker or destroyer of images, a name which Catholics give to those who reject the use of images in religious worship. So why would the Red Star use that word today? Well, it's expected that the United States Supreme Court is going to rule on Roe v. Wade, the one Supreme Court decision that has become a religion to those on the left. And it is also the decision that any true conservative looks at and says it is absolutely a wrong-headed decision by the court. Killing babies is murder. Period. Now, it's true that Representative Brown and I don't agree on very much at all. However, on this topic, we do. Representative Brown voted for the trigger bill in this past legislative session. That's the one that effectively outlaws abortion in this state should the Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade, like everybody thinks that they're going to. What I'm saying is that Representative Brown is the unwitting victim of the Pravda on the Platte's word crime of the day. Unwitting or otherwise, the word choice of the Red Star is interesting. Oh, and by the way, Representative Gomez Brown, you're welcome on this program anytime you like. I would love to sit down and have a debate with you on this or your favorite punching bag, the Republican Party platform. In fact, I think I'll send him a personal invitation this morning just to make sure that he's got the message. Another word crime that happened recently was at a pro-abortion rally in Casper, Wyoming. Apparently, and as you'll hear in this morning's interview, love is the language that is spoken at the Casper Abortion Clinic. I know, my friends, I had to throw up in my mouth a little bit when I heard that. Anyhow, another trick of those on the left is to change the definition of words. They do it all the time. This one is a little bit more blatant than all the others, but still interesting to point out. And we'll get to it in just a second. But first, some totally egregious self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden or you're one of these dummies in Casper that is supporting the abortion clinic, well, you can go to cowboystatepolitics.com, pull up an article, and educate yourself, just like you should have been doing all along, but didn't. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by 307 Cowboy Country. They're central and southeastern Wyoming's authorized Montana shed dealer. So if you're in the market for a backyard shed or a greenhouse or some other building to hide some of your summertime yard tools, then give Bryce or Melody Reese a call. You can reach them at 307-441-1815. Montana shed dealers, buildings for life. If you're looking for something larger, like a garage or a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse, well, then you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So give Nick and Jesse a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. So this morning, I have a conversation for you with Mike Pyatt. Mike is part of a group in Casper called Liberty's Place for You. They put on a number of different events in Casper that are usually political in nature. They have a candidate forum that's coming up really soon that he wanted to come on the program and talk about it. Also, Liberty's Place for You was at the pro-killing babies rally that was held in Casper. He's got an interesting account of what he experienced when he and another person went to that rally. It's definitely worth a listen, and if you didn't think this sort of stuff was happening in Wyoming, well, he's here to tell you that it is. So without further ado, here's my conversation with Mike Pyatt. Joining me on the phone is Mike Pyatt. Mike is part of a group down in Casper called Liberty's Place for You, and they're putting on a candidate forum here this month. So, Mike, welcome to Cowboy State Politics.
Thank you, David. Pleasure to be here, and I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Well, of course. So, tell us about your forum.
Our forum will take place Thursday, June 2nd, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn, 1150 North Poplar here in Casper.
Okay, and you've invited all of the... Are we talking just candidates for governor or candidates for representative?
Actually, it's all Natrona County GOP candidates running for election. So we have, I think, 2 Senate races, 9 House reps, there's 4 commissioners, we've invited 4 candidates for governor.
Okay, now have you confirmed any of those yet? Or
I have. By the way, I just confirmed the 12th person today who said they will attend. And, of course, many of them, you know, the caveat, if there's something else, doesn't hinder. So we have 12 so far.
All right. What about the candidates for governor? Are they coming? Or
we have an invitation has been made to the 4 candidates. Governor Meade last week called one of our group and said they're not saying yes, they're not saying no. He has a...
You mean Governor Gordon?
Yeah, what did I say?
You said Meade? Governor Meade.
You know, isn't that awful?
Well, you were giving me flashbacks, Mike.
I know.
Nightmares.
And they weren't good ones, were they?
No.
My apologies. I'll just chalk it up to being almost 78 and people... We'll just laugh and say, that poor fellow.
So Governor Gordon said maybe.
Maybe. Well, he said, his representative said he's not saying no, he's not saying yes. And we think that's just about par for the course for the governor.
Oh, probably. Actually, that's pretty much his M.O.
Right. So, James Quick... I've yet to hear from him. I do recall you had him on your podcast, but he's been, for my case, he's been a little elusive. I finally got his email address, so I have not heard from him. Governor Bean will be there, and Rex Rammel have confirmed they will be there as well.
Okay. Yeah, I just saw both of them I was at the Crook County Lincoln Day dinner this past weekend, and the only candidate for governor that wasn't there was James Quick.
Really? Our current governor was there. Did you get a chance to interview him and talk with him?
Oh yeah, well, you haven't been listening to the program.
I guess not.
No, I did. I did an interview with the governor. It's an interesting discussion.
Right. Well, you and I talked last week, and the reason I say that, I thought you had talked with him some time ago, so I didn't know it was that recent.
Well, I think it was probably a week before I played the interview, maybe a little bit longer.
Okay.
So tell me again when your forum is happening.
Okay, it's June 2nd, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Hilton Garden Inn, 1150 North Poplar, right here in beautiful downtown Casper, Wyoming.
Now, do you need tickets or anything? Or
No, tickets aren't necessary. There's no admission charge. And the other thing we plan to do, David, is to have available when the audience comes, we're going to pass out voting records on the incumbents.
Ah, good idea.
So they have them in their hand, and that should hopefully generate some good questions from the audience. So we're going to have a panel, two or three people asking questions. We'll have two moderators to make sure the process runs smoothly and keep things going. So we're looking forward to it, David. We hope you'll come too.
Well, if we're if my schedule permits, see, there I go with a Governor Gordon answer.
Yes, that's all right.
Well, I'll put it on the schedule. How's that?
Okay, very good. Yeah, we'd be more than happy to have you. And of course, you attended our last Liberty Summit.
Yeah,
if I recall.
Yeah, that was a pretty good event too.
And you know, we're still, David, following up with some of the people. As you know, Wyoming people, even conservative, liberty-minded people, are quite independent. So we did that to try and bring some people together, not run their county or their group, but just so we can work together on issues that are, you know, obviously important to us.
Well, it's kind of funny you mentioned that, because at the state convention, I was talking with James O'Keefe, because he spoke at the dinner, and then there was a little question and answer period after, and he said, "Man, this seems a little disorganized." And I said, "Disorganized? This is running smoothly." So you've got a bunch of Republicans in one building, and you're asking them, well, first of all, we don't follow directions that well anyway, and now you're asking them to follow your directions. I said, this thing's going like clockwork.
Well, it was good for him to be introduced to real politics.
Yeah, it was I had an enjoyable time hanging out with him with several really interesting discussions. So Mike, there's some other stuff going on down in Casper with that abortion clinic. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, yes, of course I have thoughts on it. It's called, blasphemously, I think, the Circle of Hope clinic.
Oh, God.
And they're supposed to be here in June. A number of people who oppose abortion have been protesting quietly on 2nd Street in front of their building for the past, I think, four sessions. So this past Saturday, they had their own rally advertised, and it was at a march from the Veterans Park, which is a few blocks away from Conwell Park, which is right across the street from Wyoming Medical Center. So myself, Dan Sobroski, you know Dan,
yep.
We decided, instead of standing across the street holding graphic pictures of dismembered babies, which we did have, we decided we would infiltrate and talk to the people.
So ah,
strike up some conversation.
I like it.
And we did. It was interesting when we first arrived, David. The organizers had a table, and they have a banner that they also posted a month ago at their property. And this one says, "Love is the language spoken here."
Oh, my Lord.
That's exactly what I said. So they had it hanging up Saturday. And when we approached, we found out quickly that, Dan or I, neither one felt the love.
I would say not.
With our signs, they told us, one of the organizers said, "You can't be here." And I said, "Oh, really?" She says, we have a permit for the park, and you can't stay. And I said, "Well, you know what? That doesn't mean you bought the park. You don't own it. It's public property, and no, we're going to stay." And so she veiled threat of, "Well, I'll call the police." And I said, "Oh, good, do that.
Please do.
Yeah, call Sheriff, the county Sheriff John Harlan, and tell him Mike Pyatt's here bothering you." So I knew that would disarm her. So anyhow, as we went out on the sidewalk where the protesters were, and David, it was a freak show. And I mean that because most of the loudest, vociferous group were the, and they were the transgenders. And I know it because they said so, and they had signs saying they were.
Mm-hmm.
And so they surrounded Dan and I. And, of course, Dan's not easy to surround.
Well, no.
So they, and one of the protesters, I had a picture of two, one dismembered and a fully termed baby on my board. And one of them ripped it off. And I said, well, look, you know, that's destroying property. And Dan said, we'll be gracious and not report it. But anyhow, so through the day, the vitriol and hatred, David, was palpable. Older women, older men with their groups saying old white men like me should be dead because
wow.
What we've done to women in the past. And a number of the foul and profanity, words of the day. So we stayed roughly 2 hours. Mike Ethorn joined us later with some graphic visible pictures. And every time we'd hold up a sign, they had a group that would surround us and block us. So anyhow, we didn't relent. We did have conversations with some who had a bit of sanity. And now we knew, David, that we were not going to change minds, but we did think that we could at least have a conversation, ask questions. You know, questions really reveal a lot about a person. So
well,
we
yeah.
asked questions. And one of the, they had three speakers at their rally. One speaker, who we all know well, is one of our legislators, Pat Sweeney.
Really?
Yeah, Pat was there to, and by the way, Dan Sabrassi got a photo of him speaking, and he acknowledged Dan. And so he was talking about the trigger bill, which of course he opposed, and he talked about the prospects of a Roe versus Wade being overturned, and he said it doesn't look good, it might. So he encouraged them just to keep the fight up for women's health rights.
Wow. So I don't know what goes on in that guy's head, to be honest with you, Mike.
Well, I look, you know, I've talked to Representative Sweeney, I don't know how many times. Now, he did, to his credit, emailed me today and said he would try and be there. So we've, again, we've invited him and others who are running for office. But I'll tell you, David, when I left there, came home, the more I thought about it, I talked to my wife. And I said, you know, it was chilling. The spirit, and I think it's a demonic spirit.
Well, honestly, but Mike, you know, you can't talk about something that is truly evil, and that is, you know, killing babies.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
On my program, I try not to use the word abortion because I think that it, it's a clinical term. And I think it allows
yes,
us
right.
to talk about things that are extraordinarily uncomfortable and
exactly.
not throw up in our mouth a little bit. So I just,
yeah.
I like to call it what it is. So I don't think that you can talk about killing babies, which is by definition in my book, evil, and it's, not have that sense of evil at an event like that. Now, I'm not saying all the people down there are. I'm saying, but.
I agree.
But
I,
you're talking about something that's absolutely horrifying.
And what was, I thought, ironic and hypocritical, when we first arrived, you know, the picture I had, one of the organizers says, those are revolting. We have kids here, and we don't want them to see that. Can
well,
you? And I said, well, then quit killing babies.
And, well, exactly. Well, you know,
and they won't see it.
You know, I mentioned, I heard a few things about a similar rally over in Lander. And the stories that, that I was told are very similar to what you related. The one difference, though, is that at the rally in Lander, that there was like pretty much sexual acts being performed at their rally.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, it's the report I got was that it was just absolutely, absolutely disgusting.
Well, you know, that's in fact, I was a little surprised that there wasn't some of that just to alienate us as much as they could. Now, to the best of my knowledge, David, and I had some people ask, how many pro-life people were there to oppose them? And Dan and I and Mike, we looked around when the rally was over at about 3:30. I think, though, we were outnumbered about 100-3.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, it was a privilege. I was dressed in all red, and I say that for this reason. Nobody asked, except today I got a text from one of the reporters, and they said, why were you dressed in red?
Oh, a random act of journalism.
Yes, and I said, number one, it was symbolic of the blood of Christ that cleanses our sins, and secondly, the blood that's been shed for almost 50 years and 60 million babies.
Yeah.
So at least she asked, right?
Right, right. And good for you for telling her.
And so anyway, it was we didn't expect a gala entry and saying, oh, we're glad you guys are here. We knew what to expect, but the vitriol and hatred was even beyond the pale that I expected.
Well, it's, again, I mean, we're talking about something that by its very nature is evil. So,
it is,
you know,
right.
Well, hopefully Roe v. Wade gets overturned and we can pretty much ban abortions in the state of Wyoming.
Well, exactly. And that trigger bill, again, that Representative Sweeney, he voted against it. And one other person, and I forget, so I won't say, but Sweeney was one who did vote against a trigger bill.
Well, so at your forum, that needs to be a question of him, it's clear.
Yes. And David, if I could, before I wear you out, if any of your listeners to the podcast would be interested in giving us some questions to ask, because we're still formulating our questions.
Okay.
If they would be willing to email me some questions, we will consider them that night.
All right. Well, how do they get in touch with you?
My email, Mike Pyatt, MikePyatt, as in Tom, 44 at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Well, Mike. Go ahead.
No, the 44 is my IQ, David, just in case people wonder what that means. But, David, thanks for the time. It's been good to be with you, and anytime you can come to our events, we're happy.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can make it, Mike. Well, you have a good day, my friend.
You too. Thanks, David.
That'll about do it for this installment of Cowboy State Politics. Tomorrow, we're going to take things back to my backyard and have a conversation with candidate for the Johnson County Commission, John DeMattis. I am fully committed to getting new leadership in the Johnson County Commission, and my friend John DeMattis is just the guy to start that process. So we'll talk to him tomorrow. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again tomorrow. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.